Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we got the go-home show before MLW Slaughterhouse, October 14th on Fight Plus. If you can't be there at the 2300 Arena, the main card is set in stone, or isn't. Find out here in a bit. But first, we got a whole handful of matches announced for the Fusion tapings that are surrounding Slaughterhouse. The first of which is MLW draft pick Tiara James will be taking on the Notorious Mimi. She is otherwise known as Sloane Jacobs in NXT. Not terribly familiar with her work because I legit can't remember last time I watched NXT, so that's on me. But anyway, the addition to Jacob of Mimi will be, you know, a boon to the featherweight division, because let's just face it, like, we really need a proper featherweight division. Like, we've got some name value, don't get me wrong, but do we really have a division? Kinda, sorta, not really. So, hopefully, Mimi will stay around for a bit and help bolster the division. But otherwise, I am looking forward to that match, seeing what the hype is about for Mimi, and of course, see the continued evolution of Tiara James. Also announced, Hot Sauce Tracy Williams will be taking on Griffin McCoy. Love me some Hot Sauce. I can watch him all day long. McCoy, I'm not as familiar with. Like, I will admit, like, this, the batch of folks coming in, I'm not terribly familiar with them. And Mr. McCoy is one of them. He is a graduate of the CZW Wrestling School. Does seem to be a bit of a ground and pound kind of guy with suplays and strikes. 7-year vet though, so like, he's been around for a bit out on the East Coast. To go along with our East Coast theme, it has been announced that we will have more middleweight action as Beaumier's Jay Bougie, former Mr. 500 himself, will be taking on Brett Ryan Gosselin, BRG on the indie scene. He's been around for quite a bit too, most notably for Beyond Wrestling. He's been touted as a prodigy, mostly in his own mind, but I did find out that he was part of the Young, Dumb, and Broke stable out on the East Coast, and part of Game Changer Wrestling. I believe he's also gotten a couple of shots on AEW Dark as well. And the last bit of new matches around the Fusion is a tag team bout, because, like, let's face it, we need more tag team action. O'Shea Edwards is coming back. Well, I mean, he should. He's a draft pick, but, like, I'm really excited to see O'Shea back. He is teaming with fellow Beaumier, Mr. Thomas, to take on the main event. Low-key, of the matches announced for Fusion, this might be the one that I'm most excited for. Love me some Kaiju. I love me some main event, and I'm not sure why the main event aren't utilized more, because they are a wonderful tag team. Very entertaining. So yeah, we're rounding out the Fusion card quite nicely. I'm sure there's going to be some more surprises involved as well, but the only way to find out is to be there live. Otherwise, you're just going to have to wait, like I'm going to have to wait, and, you know, check it out as it drops on Fusion. All right, so now the big albatross, you know, the big potato in the corner of the room that no one knows why there's a potato in the room. It was announced today, as of this here recording, very last minute-y compared to a lot of the plans being put forth. But Davey Boy Smith Jr. has been put on the injured reserve. He is out with injury, putting the main event of Slaughterhouse in question, but only temporarily, because, of course, Alex Kane, leader of the Beaumier Fight Club, is for the people, and the people deserve a quality main event. So, despite the bad luck that has befallen this here main event, we've gotten a massive upgrade, in my humble opinion. Filthy Tom Lawler makes his return to MLW. He hasn't been seen since being put away in a casket by Mil Muertes, huge, forever ago. 2 years ago, maybe, I think, possibly. But yeah, the Filthy One has been tearing it up on the indie scene since his parting of ways with MLW, becoming the inaugural strong champion of New Japan USA, and then, of course, just traveling around the independent scene in his jorts. So, like, you know, not that, like, Davey Boy Smith Jr. And Kane wasn't going to be a good match, but, like, I love me some Filthy Tom Lawler, and I feel like this will take the match up to the next level. Like, this honestly is probably the match Alex Kane kind of needs for his championship reign to kind of, like, help cement it as a legitimate reign. Not that his previous matches haven't been, you know, good or anything, but, like, this is a top tier competitor that that Kane needs to cement himself as a champion. And of course, as a Filthy Tom fan, I'm going to reap the benefits. Like, I mean, all of us are going to reap the benefits, because this is going to be effing amazing, folks. Like, you heard it here. It's going to be effing amazing. Heckin' too. Like, I'm going to use all the strong language for this. All the strong language. Heckin', effin', all that good stuff. But yeah, like, that's crazy. Go nuts, man. Like, I mean, and I feel bad, because, like, this is announced literally 2 days before the event, and, like, so you don't have a whole lot of time to pivot to help build this feud on the TV front, and spoiler alert, they're not going to do it tonight either. And, like, so it's this card's kind of snake bitten, like, to get two injuries. I mean, one injury and one house arrest / temporary retirement due to record label. But yeah, like, that's crazy, man. Crazy go nuts. So, speaking of spoilers and whatnot, and Slaughterhouse, let's get into it. Fusion 186. This is going to be, like, a recap show. So, and I figured it was going to happen, and I watched it, one, because I thoroughly enjoy MLW in the whole, but two, like, I wanted to see how they were going to pivot with the news of the main event change. And I realized that a lot of work goes into making your program. And they didn't pivot for this. So basically there's, like, no mention of Filthy Tom Lawler in this. It's all hype for Davey Boy Smith and, Alex Kane. And I'll try to ignore, like, that, like, not that chunk of it, but, like, the fact that that main event's not existing now when I give my critique of the episode and my rant at the end. So yeah, so Fusion 186, it is a recap, it is a hype show for Slaughterhouse. We get a rundown of part of the card to start the party off, before cutting backstage with Mance Warner. He is drunk, and he is trying to put together his Chamber of Horrors. He has drank a lot of beers, and his solution is to drink even more beers, which, honestly, at this point, is probably the best thing going for the Chamber of Horrors. But yeah, and that's kind of it. Comes in, frustrated because it's not coming together. Going to call some people, get drunk, all that good stuff. From here, we cut to highlights of Davey Boy Smith Jr. versus Alex Kane, match number one. This goes way back to when Kane held the Oprah Cup hostage, and Davey Boy is trying to get it back. We come midway through the match when Davey Boy Smith counters a suplex attempt by Kane, reversing it into one of his own. However, he is sent outside by Kane, and Kane hits a big tope. You don't see Kane do a whole lot of topes anymore, so this, like, really stands out. We get a German suplex on the floor by Kane, followed up by a big splash on the apron, which, if you didn't know, was the hardest part of the ring. Exploder suplex 4-2 by Kane. DVS fires up, and now we're going to try German, so we're just going to Captain No-Sell everything, take turns German suplexing each other on our head, and, like, so, like, it's, like, at least three suplexes a piece before they both collapse. Get a jump cut to Davey Boy jumping off the top rope and hitting a leg drop on Kane for two, followed by a countering a top rope maneuver of Kane's into a power slam. However, Mr. Thomas and Myron Reed are running interference. Kane gets a hold of a bottle, which we will later find out is of Beaumaye juice, and he sprays it right into Davey Boy's eyes, follows that up with the Kane Maker for three. So the tally at this point is 1-0 Alex Kane. Following this, we get a brief package highlighting Selena De La Renta's return and her new charge of Rocky Romero. He will be taking on Akira in a Battle of the Belts, the National Historic Welterweight Championship of CMLL, taking on Akira's MLW Middleweight Championship, winner takes all. The segue that into the one called Manders versus Ricky Shane Page, that will be for the National Heavyweight Championship in a Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal match. Oh, and what will probably be a Coal Miner's Glove match. I really hope that it's a loser has to drink good beer match, or maybe winner has to be nice to me. And by me, I mean specifically me, because Manders is not nice to me. He is not a nice person. Anywho, speaking of Manders, yes, second year crew are going over their shipment itinerary. Everything's there. Everything's going great, except the barbed wire. The barbed wire did not come. Mance is upset by this, but Manders talks him down. He's got barbed wire on the farm. Him and Justice are going to go take care of that, and they're all going to get drunk, too. Can't forget that part of it. That is the most important part. Anyway, speaking of getting drunk, we should probably go do that, or at least go get ourselves an energy drink. So stay tuned for this here plug, get some Raise energy drink. I will be back un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So also, be like CASS, drink Raise energy. All right, we are back. We are getting highlights of the second match of what is supposed to be the Davey Boy Smith Jr. Alex Kane trilogy. This is a no rope catch match. We come into the match and then both competitors are rolling around on the ground trying to get submission holds in the graps, if you will. Kane goes for the eyes like he did in the first match, follows that up with two German suplexes. Davey Boy hits two of his own because we might as well just keep spamming these German suplexes for all eternity. We got some caw action going on for all I know here. And then they officially just trade off one apiece before collapsing. We get a jump cut to a T-bone suplex by Kane. Takes down the straps, hits the cane maker, but only gets two out of this. Both of them trade ankle lock attempts before Davey Boy rolls Kane into the sharpshooter. Kane really doesn't have anywhere to go after this, but Mr. Thomas interferes for him. Kane gets a hold of the Beaumaye juice again, but this time he just totally whiffs it, allowing Davey Boy Smith Jr. to lock in a rear naked choke. Kane passes out. Your winner, Davey Boy Smith Jr., he gets the Opera Cup back as a result of this match. The series is tied 1-1. And, like, this is good. We're supposed to have a tiebreaker this coming weekend, but it ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. All right. Following this, we get a brief update on the Featherweight Championship situation. Really, the situation is Becca is one, she's currently under house arrest, and two, she is being forced by her record label to not participate in professional wrestling until the release of her new album. So she is missing all of her wrestling events until further notice. In her place will be the MLW Phantom, Halloween Phantom, if you will. So there's a lot of speculation of, you know, who it could be. Whether it could be like a Mandy Leon, if it could be a Lufisto, or someone else from MLW past who hasn't quite gotten a shot yet. I'm going to remind everyone that there is only one Halloween Phantom, and his name is Ravishing Rick Rude. He is back from the dead, ladies and gentlemen, now going by the name of Resurrected Rick Rude. However, I imagine that Delmi, friend of the show, mind you, Delmi XO, will have no problems dispatching of him because, one, he's a corpse, two, he's not used to wrestling as a featherweight, and three, he also hasn't wrestled at all in, like, 25 years. So, yeah, we got that out of the way. Oh, while I was busy ranting, Manders and Matthew Justice are back with Manders' truck. Mance hops in to go get the barbed wire, and it's nothing but one called Manders merchandise. So, dude had one job, and all he could do was bring his merch. Like, that is important in the life of an independent wrestler. But, you know, no one really needs a one called Manders pennant. What they need is an MLW Confusion Live Laugh Lariat t-shirt. Yes, that is what you all need. So hit the links below and you can get yourself a fancy t-shirt. Don't worry about any of Manders' merch. He had one job and he couldn't even do that. I hold multiple jobs and I manage to do them all. Maybe not well, but I do them. Like, have a podcast. I have a podcast and it's been a very long time since I missed a podcast. And this bloody thing has been going on for like 4 years now. Anywho, that rant is over. We are moving on to Battle Riot. We'll call this Kane Smith 2.5 question mark because both were competitors in the Battle Riot match. Kane would, spoiler alert, win the entire thing, earning him a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship held by Alex Hammerstone at the time. And also, spoiler alert, he would win said championship. So we get a jump cut to, like, I don't know, halfway through, three-quarters of the way through. Kane is just running amok, eliminating Kimchi, Midas Black, Taya Valkyrie. We do jump cut to Davey Boy Smith Jr. coming to the ring, which is mostly full of folk, before getting another jump cut to the final four, which happened to be Shigehiro Irie, John Hennigan, Alex Kane, and Davey Boy Smith Jr. Kane chokes out Hennigan. Irie is sent out by Davey Boy Smith. We have more graps. We do another German suplex spot. This one's not so drawn out, so I didn't roll my highs like nearly as hard. Davey Boy goes for a roll-up, but Kane kicks through and locks in the rear naked choke, the fade to black. Davey Boy has no choice but to tap out because otherwise he was going to pass out. And your winner, Bomaye, Alex Kane. We end the show with a rundown of the card, just kind of reminding everyone that what we've talked about so far. And we fade off to black. And that's how we end MLW Fusion 186. Now here comes the tirade. Part one of it is something that they could totally help. And this is like, I feel is more of a momentum thing for MLW. I know they're trying to promote a big fight feel for the main event. However, I feel, especially in the realm of weekly episodic television, I feel that your hype machine should already be in full action by this point. Like, people who are in the know, like, will know this and should be, like, pretty well hyped for it. We should be hyped up for the feud between Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Alex Kane. I don't necessarily think a glorified clip show is going to be the best highlight for everything, especially when there's, like, 5-6 other matches on the card. And really, the rest of those matches were glossed, like, barely glossed over. Yes, we got a whole lot of Chambers of Horror skits featuring the Second Gear crew, but really, like, the big thing about this was the Davey Boy Smith Jr. Alex Kane match, the main event, which, again, most important match in your card. I understand that, but to dedicate an entire show to it when you've had a month to, like, really hype this thing, again, I don't think you're bringing in new eyes to get hyped for the main event here. I don't think that, like last month, I don't think this added anything to get more eyes on the product, per se. I think anybody who's already, like, anybody who's going to choose the MLW pay-per-view, either A, are you going to do it, or B, they're going to do it because of the in-ring action they've already seen. And watching a clip show on your for your go-home show is probably not the best way to go, in my opinion. And, you know, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong. Hit me up on the Twitter. Hit me up in the comment section. You know, spam my other social medias. Buy my merch. Do all that sort of stuff. But, again, like, this professional wrestling isn't all like other sports, necessarily. There is the big, you know, there is the telenovela aspect of it. And I think, like, we need to, you know, put over that as well. And really, you know, in the case where wrestling is based on characters, like, we really need to focus on getting those characters over. And, like, the best way to do that is to show what MLW can do, and not necessarily focusing on that one match, even if it is going to be like the match on the card. And then two, and this one I'll give them some slack on because no one saw this coming, or at least I hope no one saw this coming. But the main event change, like that of course occurred the same day that they were going to air this episode. So they couldn't do a whole lot to, you know, we'll call it correct course on this action. Like basically the only way to correct course on it in a short period of time is just to cancel the episode, which honestly, you know, would not be a great idea either. Like, you should probably have something, especially going into your go home show. Though that being said, I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised that they didn't, I don't know, come up with like some clips or something to like, or like put in, just throw in like last second for Tom Lawlor just to put over like this here change, because now they spent this half hour of tonight's episode hyping Kane versus Smith, and this match isn't going to happen. And again, like coming up with a professional looking television spot takes a bit of time. And you know, I don't know when they got the news that one, DBS is going to be out, and two, I don't know when they found out that Tom Lawlor was going to be in. And so that's not a whole lot of time to, you know, do much of anything. But like, I really feel like they kind of dropped the ball on like not at least like doing like an extra exclusive of like, here's a Tom Lawlor match you should check out. And you know, I'm gonna be oh so professional as I'm making this rant just to be on the safe side, but like, you know, I like they really need to do something to put Lawlor over too, because let's face it, like, I mean, I get it. Not every fan knows who everyone is. Most MLW fans know what a Tom Lawlor is. However, like, we need to get something, you know, hyped to remind us what he can do. Because, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I love Tom Lawlor, but I haven't seen hardly any of his work since he left MLW, just because he doesn't go into like the indies that I tend to watch. Like, so we kind of like for those lapsed fans like myself, I think we do need kind of like a refresher of like why this is also a big deal for Tom Lawlor to return, especially if you are a newer fan to MLW and may not be aware of the promotion's history or what a large part of MLW Tom Lawlor played into it. But again, like that's just my humble opinion. I know, like, even if you can't throw something in the actual episode, like there's no reason why you can't cut something real quick and just plop it on the YouTube today. And I just checked while I was ranting on incoherently, and like at this point there is like no mention of Tom Lawlor on the YouTubes, you know, so that is what it is. I think that's kind of lazy. Hopefully they'll pop something up tomorrow, just again to remind everyone. So I will find the positives of the episode is like it was supposed to be the hype machine, but like, for a regular viewer of MLW programming, the regular connoisseur of all that is MLW, you're not going to get anything new out of this. And especially because, you know, the matches that they did play chunks of, you know, are, you know, 6 months old too. But this is just me being negative. Again, you know, hit me up in the comments, you know, bring me up, like, bring me up, Buttercup. You know, I'm still gonna watch Slaughterhouse. I want to see, like, again, I love Tom Lawlor. I'm totally gonna watch him in the main event. I am morbidly curious to see how the Chamber of Horrors match goes through. I want to see how wrong I am at the Featherweight Championship match, and of course, root for friend of the show, Delmi Exo. So if you haven't, check out the interview that I conducted with Delmi last month. It was awesome getting to talk to her. You know, and in the meanwhile, if you're lacking for content, I have a couple of new videos up on my YouTube channel. I don't normally plug the YouTube on here, because it's, to be frank, all over the place in terms of its content, so it's not just a wrestling channel. But this past week, and month for that matter, I've dropped two videos highlighting the two of the lost tag teams of professional wrestling, the tag teams that had potential that you may not have heard of, or teams that, like, lived up to some potential, but were not together for terribly long. So we did the tag team of Mark Jindrak and Garrison Cade, and then most recently did the original Bad Company, not the Orient Express Bad Company, but the original of Bruce Hart and Flying Brian Pillman. So check those out at the we'll call it the Nova of Cass YouTube channel, youtube.com/thenovaofcass. So do all that stuff. The links for all that good stuff is down, you know, in the description as well. So, you know, enough rambling on. I'm going to go try to keep my spirits up, get myself psyched for the Slaughterhouse, get me psyched for the violence, baby. In the meanwhile, check out the YouTube, head over to the Urban Wrestling Network YouTube channel while you're doing the YouTube thing anyway. Support the guys over there as well. They do great work, even when I'm not a talking head over there. Also, it's that time of year. Support, if you're in Eastern Iowa, check out SCW Pro. They're coming the 14th, the same night as Slaughterhouse, to Wildwood in Iowa City. On the 28th of October, they will be in the Bluegrass Community Center. Spooky, spooky skeleton wrestling it will be. In the meanwhile, I'll see you guys next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network. You can check out the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. The background music for this selection is Ruined My Day by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful. Word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts, such as this one. My social media links can be found in the description, but the Twitter and Instagram is at TheNovaOfCass, TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion, one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual tip jar at www.kofi.com/Casanova, that is CASSONOVA, or if you prefer some more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/CASSONOVA to join the MLW Confusion Patreon. For as little as $2 a month, backers get access to the podcast early and ad-free, plus other weekly exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn, Alan Schroeder, and Alex McCarthy, and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merch at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring, link below. For business inquiries, such as ads and sponsorships, please email rzkammerer, K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you all for listening. You ruined it.